Page 219. B. Tatanka Ohitika.
My name is Tom LeBlanc. I am what they call a Dakota Sioux. We are from the Northern Plains in South Dakota and Minnesota area of the United States. My Dakota name is Tatanka Ohitika, which means strong buffalo. I have 9 children and 14 grandchildren, and I have been a poet since the 1960s. I started writing during the Vietnam War because all these thoughts were coming to me and I didn't know what to do with them. So I started to write poetry about life and war and stuff. It was real personal. Then I started writing about Indian culture in the 1970s. That's when I wrote Mama. The first part came out to me as an adult thinking back to my childhood. That part was pretty easy to write. The second part was a little more difficult. I wrote that in the mid-70s. I did a modeling thing for a photographer in his studio. It was like an old hotel, and the photographer had rented the second floor of it. When we were done with the first night, I started to write the second part of the poem. It just came out, and I started to cry. I couldn't stop crying. One day, I was buying some clothes for my sister's children. My sister said, "Where did you get all this money?" I told her about the photo session. She asked me where it was, and I showed her a photo of the place. She said, "My, that's where your mom died." I was having the photos taken in the exact room where she had died. It was there I wrote the second part of the poem, Mama. It was almost like she was answering me in the poem. I put the poem away for a long time. A few months later, I took it out and I cried again. I put it away again, and a few months later, I took it out and it wasn't too bad. But the first few times I read it publicly, I would cry too. Now I am pretty comfortable with it. I can perform it without crying. My mother was about 18 when they took me away from her. She was not married, and they sterilized her without her knowing it. I just moved around without having any set place. The first 4 years of my life, I was never in a place for more than a month. Sometimes I would move every day. Finally, a lady took pity on me, and I think I stayed for about 8 years in her home. I ended up being adopted by an Indian family from northern Minnesota. That helped me out a lot. I started to get into the Dakota culture and religion, which helped me grow as a human being. A lot of kids my age have gone through these problems with being taken from their family. And I think a lot of people have had problems losing their children, too. Many people have come up to me after I have performed the poem, saying that they have gone through the same things. It is a pretty common theme for many Indians.